On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about a lot of things. On this episode of Aggressively Positive, we will be talking about a lot of change and a lot of love. Love and being a good person. Greetings and welcome. Welcome back, my friends. It's good to be here right now, too. I've never been here before. That is a lie. I am sitting in my living room. I have been here for 12 hours a day for the past over 3.5 months. Over the past 3.5 months, Baby T has started taking some steps. She says, dog. She says, dada. She goes, ooh, ooh, at the monkeys on the TV and her toy boxes and her, you know. And she thinks foxes go, hoo, hoo. And bunnies are apparently called babies. But that's awesome. She's been pushing around this little, you know, car thing that she doesn't fit in, but her toys do. And she's getting so good, man. She's turning it. I say so good as in she was never moving before and now she's moving. Sure, there are dents in every wall. There is everything flipped upside down. One of her favorite toys is a bag of red kidney beans. Meanwhile, I'm the one sitting in the corner playing with the xylophone. And that's okay. We love dancing to music now. She loves puppy dog pals. She'll just go dog, dog. And we watch some of that in the morning. She's so cute. Hoping, selfishly hoping, she'll be walking soon. Because, you know, can't wait to bring her down to the beach. And she's getting big. She is getting big, but she's happy. She's smiley. She sleeps, knock on wood, fantastic. And I, you know, she's finally back at daycare, which is great for us. It was really hard. Both mommy and I working from home full time and raising a 1-year-old full time. There was a lot of, we're lucky that we didn't also have to teach her at the same time, but we still had to keep an eye on her and make sure she continued to live. And we did! Success! Woohoo! So, I hope everybody has not been watching the TV, because we all know that's terrible for us these days. I need to remind myself of that. I need to have people to remind me of that, because it's hard. So I want to take you away from that, if you have really been in the trenches of that. If you've been on social media, I just want to apologize. Not for me, just for being on social media. I really go there these days just to post pictures of Baby T and be like, I'm out. But I'm going to tell you a few stories today that you have not heard on the news or anywhere else. I don't have all of my songs or anything, too, because I had a giant project on my work computer, which I haven't seen for over 3 months. So here we go. Story number one. Story number one. A father from North Carolina shared a small act of kindness that he experienced in Walmart, and he hopes that it inspires others to be kind and respectful to one another every day. Bobby said he and his two sons, Harvey and Ryder, were purchasing supplies for their 4th of July party at Walmart in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, when a stranger began chatting with them. He posted to Facebook, "This morning, me and my boys went to Walmart. As we checked out at self-checkout, this sweet woman started talking to us, and she asked if she could buy my kids something. I responded, 'Yes, sure.' For sake of this story, I'm going to tell you that Bobby and his two children are Caucasian, and this one woman was African American. She proceeded to let them pick out some candy from the rack, and she paid for it. He said it made his kids' day. I saw this a picture. She's holding some gummy bears. It's like a $1.50 bag of gummy bears. So beautiful. With that being said, it doesn't matter what color you are, what gender you are, or anything. Nothing should stop us from showing people respect and love. It does not matter what color you are, what gender you are, or anything. Nothing should stop us from showing people respect and love. One more time, louder for the people in the back. It does not matter what color you are, what gender you are, or anything. Nothing should stop us from showing people respect and love. And that's what this story is all about. Okay, so he goes back on Facebook and he says, without even having to ask my kids to say thank you, when she handed them the candy, they responded with you, thank you, you made our day. So many lack respect this day and time. To this lady, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for making my kids smile today and showing them love and respect. I encourage everyone to do so. Try to do one good thing for somebody each and every day. What a wonderful story. I love that story. And you know what? To that lady, I want to thank her too. I want to thank her for teaching these kids respect and love. I want to thank her for showing Father Bobby respect and love. And now I really want some gummy bears. But I don't get gummy bears yet. Not yet. Because here's time for story number two. Here's time for something for you. Another good thing. One man in San Francisco is making a positive impact on his community by handing out free coffee to essential workers every morning from his kitchen window. He said, some people don't even necessarily come to get a cup of coffee. They stand at the window and they just chat. We have a lot of people in this neighborhood who are nurses, doctors, postal workers. They're out there on the front line, risking their health every day. They deserve something and they're always happy to see us in the morning. I'm looking at a picture of Ben Ramirez right now. That's a smile I would love to see every day. He said he sits in his kitchen window from 8 a.m. to noon, 7 days a week, serving his community. He said his wife had been gracious to move her meetings to later in the afternoon so she can watch the boys in the morning and he can hand out his coffee. And then the whole family has lunch together. She hands the kid off and he hangs with the boys while she's got her meetings. On average, he hands out 12 to 15 cups of coffee a day. He said, they're a little neighborhood, but there's a very vibrant historical coffee scene in his neighborhood. And he thinks a lot of people are just missing that social interaction. It's nice to bring the community together. And there's a picture of his, I can only assume, some of his neighbors. There's four people, a couple, and two single people, I'm assuming, and they're all standing within 6 feet of each other, holding their coffees. I don't live in a neighborhood like that. I do have a neighbor, and I love my neighbor, but, I mean, the street we live on, you know, it's in the middle of the woods. It's very hilly. It's not like a neighborhood where Elodie's going to be able to, like, ride her bike down the street. And I, too, have been missing a lot of social interaction. I've been using all these new fun apps to stay in touch with people I love. Marco Polo is, for one of the greatest things ever. It's an app where you can send video messages back and forth to one person, groups. I am not sponsored by Marco Polo, but Marco Polo has kept me sane and everybody that I've communicated with since the beginning of this whole pandemic. So we're going from a good deed, buying some candies, to 15 cups of coffee a day, and, you know?
Yeah, it doesn't really say how long he's been doing this, but, dude's got a big smile, so I'm gonna do some math and say he's been doing it for a big smile worth of time. And here we go, for our last story of the day. Jody Damrow was heading to her daughter's wedding ceremony when she came across a two-car pileup about a mile from her home near the Nebraska-Kansas border. On the way to her daughter's wedding, she witnessed a terrible accident. But luckily, she had been an ER nurse for more than 35 years, and she sprang into action and helped save a life. Jody kept a woman's airway open while they waited for the paramedics to arrive. She also called the Life Flight helicopter to the scene. She did this all dressed up in the long gown from her daughter's wedding. People were talking about the lady wearing white gloves and a pretty dress who was saving people's lives. Her daughter Haley took to Facebook and also said, "My mom said she was just really careful not to get any blood on her dress as she knew she had to walk me down the aisle minutes later." Jody arrived at the venue just 10 minutes before the wedding was supposed to start. "I'm sorry I'm late. I had to save a life," she said. And Haley said, "Of course she did. That's my mom, Nurse Jody." So whether it's coffee, gummy bears, or saving someone's life, or any of the 500, I'm speculating, million good things you could do for someone you know, someone you don't know, I hope you do it. I need to do it more these days. Good people doing good. We've been doing a lot of good things. You know, there's a lot of people now that need the help more than ever. There's this one family whose son was so high risk that he has to quarantine until there is a vaccine available. And he goes to a school with lots of really, you know, great equipment for kids. And, you know, there's for children of all sorts of physical disabilities and mental disabilities. And he can't go to that school right now. So we reached out to the family, and, one of the things that helps him a lot is a trampoline. Trampolines, they're either, like, really small and cheap, or they're big and expensive, and we spent, I think it was, like, $450 on buying a trampoline for this family. And it was for the family, it wasn't just for that kid. He had two other brothers, too. So now they have a trampoline to play with. It's their brother's. It's the family's, but, you know, it's mainly his. But now there's also these other kids. The small act of kindness we did for this family, everybody in their family is feeling it. And people in their neighborhood are feeling it. So I hope it's moments like that, or the moments where you just pay for someone's to-go order before they even see it. It's the little things like that that are just going to keep us all going and just getting through the day. Not sure if you guys can hear that cricket. There's got to be like a cricket like inside like a cup. No, probably. It's out, probably outside, but it's loud. It's so loud. But yeah. A good friend of mine, Adam Reeves, reached out to me, and he was like, "Hey man, are you done with Aggressively Positive?" And I was like, "No," and I've always said, "No, I'm not," but that's not easy to believe when you haven't heard from me in 2-3 months. So I took some time out, and I want to let you guys know all is well. I hope all is well with you. I hope everybody's keeping their head up. We're going to make it through this. There's a lot to make it through, but we're gonna, because I've got a daughter to raise, and I want a better world to raise my child in. So I'm gonna do that. Love you guys. This episode goes out to you, Adam Reeves. Thank you. Well, this episode goes out to everybody. But it's dedicated to my boy Adam Reeves.